Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Miketz, we have 35 psukim. This Aliyah is a continuation of the last Aliyah. In the last Aliyah, Yosef throws the brothers in jail. He accused them of being spies. In this Aliyah, on the third day, Yosef releases all of them from jail except for Shimon. He tells the other brothers to return to Eretz Canaan, and they may not come back until they bring Binyamin with them. The brothers understood that this was punishment for their mistreatment of Yosef, and Yosef instructed his servants to place the money that the brothers had paid for the food back in the sacks of grain they were given. When the brothers arrived back to Yaakov, they told Yaakov the whole story. Eventually, Yaakov has no choice but to send Binyamin back with them. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us that the reason Yosef held Shimon back was because it was Shimon who actually threw Yosef into the pit. The Torah back in Parashat Vayeshev never says who actually did it, but here in our Aliyah, we hear that it was Shimon. And when Yosef puts Shimon in jail, the Torah says at the end of Perek Membet Pasuk Chaf Dalet, at the end of the Pasuk, Vayikach Me'itam et Shimon, Vayesor Oto Le'enehem. He took Shimon and he puts Shimon in jail, Le'enehem, in front of their eyes. And Rashi, quoting the Medrash in Breishit Rabba, Parshat Tzadi Aleph, picks up on the seeming extra word, Le'enehem. Why didn't the Torah just say, Vayikach Me'itam et Shimon Vayesoroto? He took Shimon and he imprisoned him. Why does it say, Vayikach Me'itam et Shimon Vayesoroto Le'enehem? But Rashi, again, based on the Medrash, says that Yosef only imprisoned Shimon Le'enehem. He imprisoned Shimon in front of the brothers, but once they were out of sight, Yosef took Shimon out of jail and treated him nicely and fed him handsomely. And we have to ask the question, why? Why did Yosef treat Shimon so nicely? Remember, it was Shimon who literally threw with his own hands, threw Yosef into the pit. Why would Yosef now treat Shimon so nicely? A beautiful answer is given by a Rav by the name of Rav Petachia Menken. Rav Petachia Menken died in 1947. He was a major Rav and major author in Russia. He was the father of Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria. He wrote many Sfarim, and one of his Sfarim, Pardes Petachia on the Chumash, answers our question by quoting Rav Yisrael Salanter. Rav Yisrael Salanter died in 1883. He was the father of the Musar movement. In any case, Rav Petachia Menken, again, Pardes Petachia, quoting Rav Yisrael Salanter. The answer is, he says, Yosef knew that Shimon was the one who threw Yosef into the pit. He was there, he knew. But Yosef already had forgiven Shimon. And even though we had forgiven Shimon, it was not enough for Yosef. It is not enough to forgive someone in our heart. We have to, even after we've forgiven somebody, we must act on that forgiveness in order for that forgiveness to be real. In the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, again quoted by Rav Petachia Menken, Ein ha-mechila gemura u-shlema ad she'eseh. Eze tova b'maaseh, uba eda ki akarti milibi et hakpeda legamrei ulechalutin. I forgave him, but perhaps I only forgave him in my heart. Maybe I only forgave him a little bit. Maybe I didn't even forgive him in any sincere way whatsoever. The only way that I can be sure that I did forgive somebody, the only way that I can solidify and concretize that forgiveness is by acting on that forgiveness. And that's exactly what Yosef had to do to Shimon. I forgave him. I forgave him. Story's over. But did I really forgive him? How can I make sure that I really forgave him? He takes Shimon out of jail. He treats him nicely. He feeds him. Yes, Yosef, for many, many reasons that Mefarshim talk about, Yosef still has to keep up the ruse that he's the mean second in command in Egypt. but for himself, in order to forgive him, and we follow in Yosef's footsteps, in order for us to forgive somebody who wronged us, chas v'shalom, we can't just say, I forgive you. We have to follow up our forgiveness with action. An incredible lesson that each of us can internalize, God willing. Have an amazing day.